friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 28 Advent Scriptures, and this is the introduction to Advent. Advent means arrival or appearance from the Latin Adventus. It has come to refer in the church calendar to the Christian season beginning 4 Sundays before Christmas, concluding on Christmas Day. The reason we celebrate Advent is to prepare our hearts to understand and welcome the coming of Messiah Jesus and to counter all the commercialized Christmas mythology developed by our secular culture to displace the true meaning of Christmas. The first written reference to the season of Advent was in 380 AD when the Council of Saragossa, Spain, called for a celebration of the weeks leading up to Christmas Day as a way of countering a Gnostic heresy that denied the physical nature of Jesus, his conception, birth, and crucifixion in the flesh. Thus, the focus on the incarnation, Jesus coming as a real baby, as a real human being to save us. The God-man, Emmanuel. Gradually, Advent was included in the church calendar with 4 Sundays of Advent leading up to Christmas Day, originally with a twin focus on the first Advent, the birth of Jesus, and the second Advent, the second coming of Jesus. However, Advent isn't just 4 weeks. It is complex. Because the first Sunday of Advent is a variable date, and Christmas Day is a fixed date, Advent can be as short as 22 days when Christmas falls on a Monday, and as long as 28 days when Christmas falls on a Sunday. Some Advent calendars and devotionals get around this by beginning all readings on December 1st, but I'm beginning these readings on Advent Sunday. To allow for all the possibilities, I've included readings for 28 days plus a reading on Christmas Day, which could be read on that day instead of or in addition to the regular reading for that day. I apologize ahead of time for the inevitable confusion. You can sort some of this out by studying Appendix 3, Advent Dates, 2021 to 2040. Many traditions celebrate each Sunday in Advent by lighting a candle. 4 candles set in an Advent wreath seems to have begun with the German Lutherans. You light 1 candle on each Sunday of Advent, sometimes with a 5th candle, the Christ candle, lit on Christmas Eve or on Christmas Day. The custom spread to America in the 1930s. There is no one tradition about the 4 Advent candles. Rather, there are at least 3 common traditions with lots of variations. Each candle can represent 1, God's blessings, hope, peace, joy, and love. 2, a person or group involved in the Christmas story, the Messiah or prophecy candle, the Bethlehem candle, the shepherd candle, and the angel candle. 3rd, in the UK, often you see the hope candle, Old Testament prophecies, John the Baptist, and Mary. Take your pick for your own family traditions. In Appendix 2, I provide a scripture, brief meditation, and prayer for each of these traditions for each Sunday of Advent, plus 1 for Christmas Day. If you haven't already, I encourage you to create or purchase an Advent candle arrangement for your family and or church. For ideas, Google Advent wreath. You'll find that the color of the candles varies between tradition. For some traditions, 3 of the candles are violet, the historical liturgical color of penitential seasons, with a rose candle lit on the 3rd Sunday of Advent, Gaudet Sunday, rejoice ye, celebrating joy. In other traditions, the 4 candles are red, reflecting their use in Christmas decorations. Usually the center Christ candle is white. I hope that helps you as you try to figure out how to celebrate Advent with your family. Let's pray together. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters this Christmas season, that as they celebrate Advent, that you would make it a special blessing to them and a help to them and an encouragement to them in their lives and their families and their churches. In Jesus' name, I pray.